boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I was really excited when you first were saying that you were finally getting on the Squid Games boat with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Finally watching it. And now I take it all back. You're annoying.
Why?
You are single-handedly trying to ruin the entire thing for yourself.
How?
Every single day. You started at what? Last week you started with season one and now you're on season two. And every day that I've seen you, you're like, can you just tell me if this person dies? Can you tell me if these people are working together? Can you spoil this thing for me? And I look at you and I'm like, do you actually want me to? And you're like, well, no. No, don't tell me that, but tell me this. And I'm like, I don't know what you actually want to know or not.
I did ask you today if the main character dies because I just wanted. And then I was like, you know what? No, actually, I don't want to know if the main character dies. Don't tell me that. And then I was like, is the main character working with the front man? I need to know this.
Well, and then you ask that and you just stare at me. And I'm like, I'm not going to. I have a pretty good poker face.
You do. You're really good.
Until you tell me that you for sure want to know the spoiler, I'm not going to tell you.
And then I'm like, does the cop die? I need to know because I really like the cop. I think he's hot. Does he die? Is the cop working with the front man? I know they're brothers, but I need to know. Are they secretly working together?
I can't. I'm like, I can't give you any spoilers. I think I'm taking an oath right now and I'm not going to.
You're done?
Yeah.
Why?
Because every time you ask, then you change your mind. You're like, no, I don't want to know.
Would you be mad if you actually told me something? Like, okay, let's, for instance, I asked you if the main character, and I'm blanking on his name, dies. And then you tell me yes or no. And then I get really upset with you.
That's not my fault.
Are you going to be mad at me?
No, that's not my fault. That's why I'm swearing not to say anything else about
it. No, I need you to tell me. Because here's the thing. The reason why I need spoilers is because this is why I'm a Hallmark girl through and through, is because it's predictable, right? It's a girl from a small town who falls in love with some guy and they kiss under snowfall, right? I love that because it's predictable. I don't really like Squid Games. I do, but I don't because it's not predictable. And I hated the first season because it was just stupidly unpredictable.
Twists and turns everywhere. And but I can't read you. You're too all over the place.
This show is making me so stupid anxious and I hate it. I have to keep watching a stupid show after a stupid show because I need to know what the heck is happening. I don't like this. I don't like who I am.
Just finish it this weekend, please, for the love of God.
Because you're tired of me.
It's only 7 episodes, and I can't take it anymore.
I'm going to call you this weekend. What happens now?
And I'm going to tell you to just finish it. No more. Started my Friday off right, doing one of my favorite things, going to Target for no reason at all. And I honestly was so overwhelmed walking in there because, you know, we just got our real like first snowfall and they have summer stuff out. What's going on? Christmas, I feel like, just happened.
It really did.
New Year just happened. And I'm walking around. I'm like, okay, there's some Valentine's Day stuff out. That makes sense. Next holiday.
And Easter would make a little bit of sense.
That's pushing it.
We tend to jump onto things a little early.
But I walked.
St. Patrick's Day, fine.
Still feels a little early.
But bikinis?
January 3rd. I'm not kidding. I walked by the clothes section, and where they normally have had coats for the last 4 months is now back to bikinis.
I'm sorry. A lot of us just made our New Year's resolution to lose weight. Can you give us a dang second?
Maybe that's the thought. Is like, I know y'all are thinking about it. It might be.
Maybe Target's like, come on, lose some weight.
You can do it. Look at this cute, shiny bikini.
Oreos was across from it, though. They're like, choose wisely.
I didn't even look. I was shutting my eyes when I walked past it because I'm like, what is going on?
Looking at the time. I think it was a game. It was like, you could be hot and in a bikini.
Or you could be happy and eat Oreos.
I think it was a game.
I know what I will choose.
I would have picked the Oreos.
Definitely. There's snow outside. I'm not wearing a bikini anytime soon.
No, I'll be cold. Are you dumb? I'd be cold in a bikini right now. I'm going to pick the freaking Oreos.
Snuggle up with some Oreos.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
with those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm warning you to be on your best behavior this weekend and be patient.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Be patient,
okay,
with your partner. Because Monday is divorce day. This is a real thing.
Well, I'm not married.
Well, I guess it, yeah, that's
true. Is it
also
true. Breakup day? Because then I really got to be on my best behavior.
Well, sort of, not really. January often is known as like the breakup month.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a rise in breakups in general. But the first, the first working Monday of the year is literally called divorce day.
Like, is that when papers are handed or like... divorces are finalized?
It's when a lot of people start filing, when a lot of people start reaching out to lawyers. Mm. The Google searches go crazy starting on that day.
I'm gonna take his phone away.
They increased by 30%, including searches like DIY divorce, quickie divorce, and divorce my partner. Rise starting on divorce day, which again is the first working Monday in January, aka 2 days, 3 days from now.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously, I mean, there's not tons of people that break up during the holidays because it's a busy season. Maybe something happened during the holidays that was their last straw, that now that they're over, like, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. And then some people wait it out through the holidays to not be messy or have to explain things at your family gatherings. So yeah, January is a pretty busy time for the divorce lawyers, but I think it also,
this is when they get all their bonus. No, I'm just kidding.
They probably don't even need bonuses because they have
They're
so many people filing
right now, dude.
So I guess it applies to regular relationships too, that breakups happen.
I kind of wonder though, like, you know how, like, I think every job has that period where you can't take vacation. Mm. I mean, radio, there's some times where we can't take vacation. Mm-hmm. And when I worked at Transamerica, there was points where we couldn't take vacation because mm-hmm. it's like the high point where it's like really busy. I wonder if like divorce lawyers can't take vacation in the month of January.
Well, I'm going to guess.
I have a feeling.
Those offices will be full on Monday.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I was struggling. I'm not going to lie. I, for the life of me, couldn't figure out what I wanted to do this year because I always have done a New Year's resolution, but I said no more.
Nay, nay.
No, I'm a new woman and that's not what I'm going to do because I have failed my New Year's resolution.
Well, yeah.
The last 3 years, I have always said I wanted to read 12 books for the 12 months. And I have failed that, so I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to do a vision board just because I feel like it's kind of clustery, and I'm a checklist kind of woman, mm-hmm. so I didn't want to do that. No offense if that's what you do. That just can't be me. So then I was thinking maybe a bingo card because I'm seeing that trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I feel like a bingo card, check. You know, that would be easy for me, for my brain.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's 25 squares on a bingo card.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I couldn't come up with 25 yesterday.
That's a lot of things uh-huh. to be wanting to accomplish.
So I was struggling for the 4 hours of our show to come up with 25. I just couldn't do it for the life of me. Luckily, Jody, at the very end of our show, texted in and said, Destiny, instead of doing a bingo card, how about 12 things to accomplish, one for each month? That way you have your checklist for each month, which I was like, you know what? I love this idea. And you know what? Maybe I could also, if I don't hit one in, like, let's say if I have one for January, if I miss it and I worked ahead and I got July done, I could go back to January.
You know yeah, yeah, you have a little bit of freedom.
Right. Here's what I came up with.
How long is this thing? Oh, well, there's one free month?
Yeah.
Each month?
Yeah, and you know what? If I don't hit January and I get July done, then I'll go back to January.
Got it. Okay.
In July.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
January is take your pills every day.
Good
These
start.
Are habits. Basically, most of them are habits is kind of mm-hmm. what I'm going for. January, I want to take my pills every day because I'm not
stuff.
Very good at that.
All right.
We'll see how that goes. February is I want to get a normal skincare routine. I don't really do that very well.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I forget
good.
Morning or I forget night for 3 weeks.
Jeez. All right.
March, I really want to get my double ear pierced. I said I was going to do that 3 months ago and I haven't done it
yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to do that by March or in March. April, I want to finally hit my goal weight.
Nice.
May, I want to go on a road trip with Neighbor Man. Cool. Which is going to end up working out because that's when we're going to go see Post Malone. So that one was a cheat.
Oh, okay. Well, how about, can you change that to survive a road trip?
Okay, deal. Yeah. June is make both of the boards at the gym, because we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. At the gym, there's the board of how much body fat you've lost, and I'm really close to making that one. And then there's another board of how many times you've gone to the gym. Mm-hmm. And they put your name up there. Like, Destiny's gone to the gym 30 days of the 30 days in the month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to make that board. So I have to do that in June. In July, I want to make something big, cross-stitching, because I've been really into cross-stitching. But I want to do something that's super scary, and I don't think I can do it.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be, like, physically large. It just is, like, a big project.
Yes.
Okay.
That I just don't think I can do it. I'm too scared to do it. I want to do it.
Oh, all right.
August, I want to make money on a Cricut creation that I've done. Mm-hmm. Whether that's you asking me, Taylor, to make you something, and you give me $10 for it, mm-hmm. great. Done. September, I want to get braces.
Nice.
October, I want to read a book. I didn't put that on there.
I don't. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
That might change, but I did put it on there. November, I want to make a 30 under 30 list. 30 and under list. Right. I've been telling you I want to make it. This is my last year. I'm 30. I have to do it.
You're not 30 until February, but
I know,
yeah.
But this is my last year to make the 30 and under list.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we make one up or not, I don't care.
Okay. I'll keep that in the back of my mind.
I have to make a 30 and under list, okay? Mm-hmm. There's one in Cedar Rapids. There's ones in radio.
Yeah.
I have to make a 30 and under list.
Okay.
Do you hear that? Whoever makes those lists.
Are you listening? Because I'm scared. I don't know what she's going to do if she don't.
And then, in December, I want to put away $1,200 in savings. That'd be $100 every month.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That's great.
That's my goals in 2025. And if I don't hit November, I'm going to be mad. Which is the 30 under
6 years later. I feel like I kind of got suckered into doing some sort of new year, new me type crap.
Yeah.
Not
I'm so proud of you.
I'm just not into the resolutions. You tried to get me into it last year and I didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And you've been talking about doing a bingo card, which I thought was a cute idea. And I settled on doing a vision board, which I know the Morning Scramble did last year and it looked like a lot of fun. And I like that because it's A, visual. You get to be a little creative with it. It's like,
which is who you are.
A little arts and crafts project. Uh-huh. Love that. But I started doing it yesterday as you were struggling with your bingo checklist fiasco.
Is that when you got inspired?
Kind of, because you were like, I could do a vision board, but it's so clustery and my mind doesn't work like that. And I was like, wait a minute, mine does. I like that type
opposite.
Of stuff. I also like vision board situations because I'm like, I don't know that I want to set, it sounds bad. I don't want to set hard goals. I don't want to be like, I'm going to go to the gym mm-hmm. 300 of the 365 days because that means I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
I just wanted to set what my vibe of the year is going to be.
Okay, I love that.
So I put together a bunch of pictures of like coffee because, you know, I love coffee, but I want to drink more like local coffee and go out to coffee shops.
So you want to try new local coffee shops?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
I have like pictures of people dancing because I want to keep on taking dance classes. It sounds like I'm just doing the same thing this year, but I'm fine with that. I have pictures of the gym and people stretching, and I want to stay on my fitness grind. A lot of food stuff, like I want to eat more fresh produce.
Nice.
I want to like keep, I'm really into making dinners and I want to keep doing that and keep, I'm on my Nara Smith vibe. I want to make bread from scratch. I want to do all those types
okay.
of things. Yeah.
Just and do you want to eat healthier?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But maybe more like fresh.
Love that.
Yeah. Just a bunch of random stuff. Some quotes. I have something that says, I love me. Because why not?
She loves herself.
Now I did all this and I'm like happy with it. And I think it's cute. And I showed my boyfriend last night. And he was like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. And now I'm kind of like, what do I do with this?
Good question.
Where do I, it's on my phone right now. I could print it and like put it somewhere, but I'm like, I don't.
You know, this is a good question because I was thinking the same thing. I don't really want to hang it up above my desk at home because I'm slightly embarrassed by it.
But you just read it on the radio five minutes ago.
You know what? I know.
So that's weird.
I was thinking maybe I could put it in my closet. But I personally, me, I need it to be front and center every single day so I can be reminded of my goals. So I don't know where I need to put it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Like, I need it somewhere I could see it every day.
I was like, maybe I could make it my phone background.
That's smart.
But then I also don't want people to ask questions. I don't want to have to go through this whole mm-hmm. spiel every time somebody sees my lock screen. So I'm like, do I just bury it and look at it at the end of the year and be like, did I do it?
No. I think maybe I'll put it on my mirror in the closet because I do use that every single day. And then I'd see it and then I'd be reminded of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I was thinking. I do have a question, though, because there's something you didn't mention that I did see on your vision board.
Oh, yeah.
Which is you have like cute couples on there.
Yeah, I have. None of these pictures are actually of me or pictures that I took. But I have a picture of like a couple like dancing in the kitchen and then like the shadow of them like holding hands, taking a walk. Again, not pictures of me and my boyfriend, but I'm like, I want to emulate happy, healthy relationship. Cause why not?
Okay. I love that. I want to steal that. However, cause I really don't, I'm not going to lie. I don't like, I think it was in October, which is read a book. I'm not in love with that one. Mm-hmm. I want to steal that, but I don't know how to make that into a goal for me.
Okay, yeah, because you kind of have to make it like something that's measurable. Uh-huh. Everything else you have is measurable.
I need to make it like, I don't know what's another relationship, you know, what's the next relationship goal other than engagement?
Well, I mean,
I can't control that.
We know
that.
The answer to that, but
I can't control that
you
one.
You can control maybe like a date night a month.
Wait, I love that.
Or for the whole month of November, you really focus on a date night a week, even if that's not going out, but doing like an
fun date night. Okay,
wait,
I love
together.
That though.
Maybe something like that.
I love that.
Or you could put down engagement and
and if he don't
risk
do it,
failing
I do it.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel bad for anybody who has not shoveled their snow yet.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that stuff looks rock solid out there.
Oh, I bet you that is true.
Out on the front lawn. I mean, obviously nobody's shoveling the lawn, but it's been sitting there out in the cold, and it looks like it would be horrible to try to shovel.
Just try to walk on it. Let me know how that works out.
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waddling like a penguin all day because I'm terrified of getting taken out.
I already know that it's probably rock solid because I was quite literally mad at you last night trying to leave the station.
What?
Because you could leave immediately and I was stuck here for 20 minutes last night.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, I saw you pulling out behind me.
No, I did not. That had to have been somebody else. I did not pull out right behind you. You are hallucinating.
I don't think so.
Yes, because what happened was you got to leave immediately and you were facing one way. I was facing the other way. And I think I got doomed facing the other way because my windshield was rock solid with ice.
Oh.
And then I tried to scrape it and I couldn't even scrape it because it was rock solid ice. So then I had to sit there while the heater had to heat the thing up.
Oh, did you learn your lesson? Because you got to park facing our building.
I parked the other way today. I made sure of that. I will forever park the other way. I have learned my lesson. I'm not telling anyone here what way to park now.
I guess I didn't realize I did that last night, but now that you say that, this is the way that the sun sets. So
yep, I've learned my lesson.
Keeps
park
it off.
That way. Park the way the sun sets. Learn your lesson from me. I was so mad last night. I had to sit here for 20 minutes in the freezing car. While my car defrosted.
I'm glad I didn't do that because guess what? I still don't have in my car. My ice scraper.
Okay, learn from me. Don't park the other way.
Noted.
I was so mad.
I think I parked the right way today.
Well, if not, turn around and get your car right now.
Might need to go check.
I've said it before. I'm a firm believer that even if you can only go to the gym for like 10, 15 minutes, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the gym with only 15 minutes on my schedule today, and it was worth it because I burned 80 calories, according to my Apple Watch. I was like, you know what? Totally worth it.
Counts for something.
Right? It was better than being on the couch.
True.
So I went, but that little thing I say totally bit me in the butt because it was embarrassing going only for 15 minutes today because I walk in and immediately see my gym manager.
Mm.
And then my trainer there. I'm like, great. Now they're going to think I only go to the gym for 15 minutes every single time. That is not the case. I just want to make that very clear. They saw me, and I think they think I only go for 15 minutes and only do like two things, and then I walk out.
Did you talk to them?
Yes. Their doors are right there, right when you walk in. Yes, of course I talked to them.
Just said, like, hey.
Hey, how's it going? And then on my way out, I said, hey, or they said, hey, and I said, bye. And I was like, bye. So yes, of course I said something to them, but it was so embarrassing because I only got to three machines today. So I think they think I'm a three and done. I'm a three and done girl and I go out, which is not the case. I'm normally in there for an hour, but I did not have time today.
So why didn't you tell them that?
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm normally an oversharer, but I didn't want to embarrass. Hey, I'm like, sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
I'm going to rush. I only got 15 minutes. Got to go.
What are you? One of those people that are noxious? We got $15, $15. Did anybody do $15? That's what you said.
Exactly, yes. I will never be the most confident person in the gym. I'm always feeling like I'm looking stupid or doing something dumb or somebody's looking at me. So I'm kind of like, how can I fake it till I make it? Mm-hmm. Maybe pretend that I am until I just become that. And I know some people say that they feel like they get the best workouts when they look cute. Or like wear a matching set.
Or they do a full face of makeup.
Not me. It's just not me. I go early in the morning. I don't want to get all done up. And even when I've worn like a cute workout set, it doesn't really do anything for me. I prefer to go looking like a rat. I got a lot of room to move in my big sweatpants and my big t-shirt. But what I feel recently has made me feel confident in the gym is wearing big old headphones. For the last year or however long I've been going to the gym, was using just like AirPods, earbud type things. And those are fine. But I just recently got some like over the ear headphones. And I feel like even though I don't know what I'm doing, I look like I do. Because when I look at other people in the gym, if they have big old headphones on, I'm like, oh, you must be serious. Mm-hmm. You know what's happening.
Those are the people who have got their game face on.
Yes, I don't have a game face in general, I don't think. But when I have these headphones on and I like catch myself on the reflection, I'm like, wait a minute. I might look like I know what I'm doing right now.
I think it's like when I see people with the big old headphones on, they're the type of people that I would never want to disturb at the gym.
Right?
Because they're like the do not disturb because they have them on for a reason. They don't want to hear nothing around them. Because they're serious. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so that's why I'm like, they definitely know what they're doing. They could be using the machine where the butt is, where their butt's supposed to go and their heads were at, you know, they put having their head down there where the butt's supposed to be at. And I wouldn't even know because they got the headphones on like that.
See, this is my new disguise. Mm-hmm. Is the headphones make it look like I know what I'm
100%,
doing?
100%.
But it's I don't.
If you had a badge on, I'd be thinking you're, you know, official just because you have a badge. It's the same thing.
Should I wear a badge to the gym?
Well, no.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
We were talking about our New Year's resolutions last hour and what we have. Well, not really our New Year's resolutions, but like what's on your vision board and what are my 2025 goals, right?
Yeah.
But I think you should really go around and ask everybody what's their resolutions or what's their goals for 2025 because they are interesting.
Really? I feel like it's normally like eat healthy. Go to the gym, lose weight. I feel like it's the basics.
Stop drinking, all those things. Well, I was talking to a coworker earlier, and she's turning 60 this year. And man, oh man, does she have some really cool goals this year.
Okay, share.
She wants to not eat out as much, like stop going out to eat, don't order fast food, which I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't drink. Love that too. But what she wants to do for her 60th year is she wants to do bodybuilding. She went into her bodybuilding contest.
Oh, that's sweet.
I was like, can I be front row when you're in it?
I am so down for that. I love following people on TikTok that do that. So to have somebody in real life to follow that. That's so cool.
I said, I'll be there. I said, whenever you're in that bikini and you got to go on the stage and you're bodybuilding, I'll be there with a fat head. I said, well, it wouldn't be a fat head. It'd probably be a skinny head, but I'll be there.
It'd be a real fit head.
Exactly. How cool would that be at 60? Heck yeah.
Okay, you're setting the bar high because everybody else I'm going to ask is going to be like, go for a walk. Probably.
Save money. You know.
She's outdoing us all.
I know, right?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with the makeup girlies on TikTok because sometimes I learn really, really helpful things. Mm-hmm. Other times I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. And I want your opinion on this. What some of the makeup girlies are calling the red lip theory. So what people are saying is if you're wearing nothing on your face, no foundation, no bronzer, no blush, nothing, nothing but a red lipstick, your skin will look more even because you've drawn people's attention to the red lip. So now girls are doing tutorials, I guess, but not really because they're not doing anything except putting on red lipstick. And I just personally have to say, I would look like Bozo the Clown. Mm-hmm. If I was walking around with my naked eyebrows, my naked eyelashes, and just red lipstick, I would look insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it depends on how clear your skin is, I guess, if it really evens you out. But essentially, it's a distraction technique that you look more put together if you have red lips on than normal, I guess. I hate this.
Well, I think you either love red lipstick on you or you either hate red lipstick. There is no in between.
Hate. I hate it.
Yeah. And as I was going to say, as somebody who was a dancer and as somebody who was a cheerleader, we were forced to wear red lipstick because that is something that the crowd can see the most. Because when you're a cheerleader or a dancer, they want us to wear red lipstick so that they can see our mouth move from crowds that are far away. And I hated wearing red lipstick. And even as like a cheerleading coach, I knew the athletes didn't like wearing it, but that's what we wanted them to wear so the crowds could see their lips move. But like, I hate it on myself. I just don't think it looks flattering on me at all in any sort of way. And I just don't think if I didn't have anything else on, it would look any better.
I would look so backwards. I understand. I get the distraction technique and I almost want to take that a different route. I would maybe do this at my house to throw my boyfriend off and be like, hey, will you vacuum? And then he'd give me like a double take and be like, sure, what is on your face?
Yeah.
Maybe try it that way. I'm not leaving the house like that. No way.
Do you think a different color would help you though? Maybe if it wasn't red, do you think you could do pink or orange or something else? I don't know. With nothing else? Do you think maybe red is your problem because you hate red?
I hate red.
That maybe you could do pink. Maybe there's something else that you like. Maybe brown. Neutral.
No.
Nothing would make it better for you?
I feel like that's weird to just leave the house with lipstick on.
Just lipstick. My sister is a firm believer she can't leave the house without any. She could leave the house with nothing, but she can only leave the house with her eyebrows done. That's the
See,
only
thing. I get that. Uh-huh. But lipstick, I feel like I would be. That's like leaving the house without your pants on, you know? Like one, there's something missing. Something's off.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I asked you, I forget what day it was, like, do you think you would actually, like, participate in the Squid Games? If this was real life, like, if you were in that much debt, because, like, I don't know, I can't help but think, would I actually do it? I think I would probably get there, because I'd be like, oh, this is such a cool, like, opportunity. It would be the part that when you get to the red light, green light, that I'd be like, this is messed up. Because I don't think anybody knows how messed up it is until they got to that point.
No.
Because it sounds like a good opportunity until they realized there's death.
Here's the thing. As soon as that man tried to slap me in the train station, I'd have been out. I'm out.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't touch me, sir.
You're right. I don't like to be slapped. I'm a baby.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody. Not even for $100 would I take slapping.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay, but if you were in Squid Games, what games do you think you would actually be good at or bad at?
I feel like I'd be bad at so many of them.
I'm out with red light, green light, guaranteed.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I got weak ankles. I got weak knees. I'm really wobbly. So I don't think the running would be the problem. It would be the stopping and not moving.
Uh-huh.
So I'm out for that. I'm out for Dokji, which is the one that the guy in the train station is playing where you have to chuck the like envelope and make the other one flip. I think I'd be horrible at that because I have bad aim.
I can't remember if he tells you he's going to slap you. Does he tell you that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's when I think I would be out.
Because he's like, if you win, you get money. If I win, I just get to slap you.
And I think that's when I would be like, no, I'm good, fam.
Maybe once. And then I'd be like, okay, stop it. Like that. You said that you think that I'd be good at Dalgona, which is like the hardened sugar with the cutout in it.
Like the triangle, the umbrella. I really do think you'd be good at that.
I don't think I would.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd be scared. I don't want to. You know what? I would eat it. I don't know.
And then you would
be
doomed, Taylor. You can't eat it.
I don't think that's against the rules.
You can't have it break.
Yeah, so you just nibble.
Oh, okay, you're right. Maybe. I thought you were going to break it, but then you're fine.
No. Tug of war, I think it would depend where I was at.
Like who you're teamed up with? That's the only one I think I'd be good at.
Don't put me at the anchor because I would be dead.
Don't put me in the front or back. That put me right really in the middle.
Marbles.
I'd be good at that.
It depends on what your partner wanted to play because everybody was playing different games.
I was catching on to whatever one was the odd or even. I feel like I'd be good at that.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't like the odds. I don't like glass bridge.
That one
I'd be one of the people they just shoved.
Because I wouldn't move?
No, I'd be so scared.
I wouldn't move, and so then somebody would be like, fine, and then they just shove me up.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. And then the last one of season one, at least, the Squid Game, I don't really know.
I didn't understand Squid Game.
I know it's like the last person standing in the box, I think. But
and aren't you supposed to go like hop on 1 foot?
And they were doing that at the beginning.
But then we didn't really get to play Squid Games because then they were just fighting each other.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Overall, I don't, and there's more in season two that you haven't gotten to see yet. I know you saw Rock, Paper, Scissors, -1, which I did see a video on TikTok of the guy, the briefcase guy, explaining it, and I still don't really understand it.
The Rock, Paper, Scissors, -1?
Yeah.
Well, I think you just do it, and then you just take one away and then hope to God it was correct.
Oh, see, I don't like that either.
That one, I think I would not be good. I've never been good at rock, paper, scissors.
So overall, I'm out.
You're doomed.
I don't want to participate in the Squid Games.
I hope we find out at the end of 2025 that one of us is kind of psychic.
Predicting the future of ourselves and our coworkers.
I want us to do 2025 predictions. I want us to predict Z102.9 possibilities, things that could happen, whether it's our coworkers, whether it's something with the station, whether it's for the show, you, me, whatever it is. But I've been seeing a lot of people make 2025 predictions for like pop culture, celebrities, things, and I just want us to do it for Z102.9.
Some people are really good at it. I guess we'll find out if we are.
Yeah. So do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? I can go first.
Okay.
I think you're going to swear live on the radio.
You know what? I feel like I've been like sort of close, but not really.
I have too.
But I don't think I will. I think the only way that that could really, really, truly happen is if someone scared me.
We can make that happen.
Pay the fine.
I think you might even get closer. We're going to hear it. We're going to hear something. Mm. Like everyone's going to know what swear word you were about to say.
Maybe.
And they're going to be like, oh, she was about to say that, but you cut yourself off pretty close. So I think you're going to swear.
Okay.
I am going to accidentally say Neighbor Man's real name live on the air.
Yeah, you've been really close recently.
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to accidentally say it.
Well, and then when you accidentally almost say it, I almost accidentally say it.
I know.
So don't do that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be the one that does it.
But I think his name is going to end up being revealed somehow, some way, on accident.
Yeah, probably.
I think that Ben is either going to punk the morning scramble in a big, fat way in 2025, or uno reverse, the morning scramble is going to punk Ben in a big, fat way. I don't know what it is.
I feel like it would be producer Ben that pulls the prank, because he may not come off that way, but he is mischievous.
Mm-hmm. I could see what we have jock meetings once a week, and I could see him finding a day that morning scramble just happens to have to go to a different meeting, and he asks us all to help him with a prank of some
sort. I'm down. I like that.
So I see it. I just don't know which way it's going to go, but I do see a big fat prank happening between them. And the last one is I do see a celebrity coming to town, whether that's Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you to go chase the celebrity.
Me?
Mm-hmm. During her show. I just imagine that. I ask you to hop in the car And during our show, I'm asking you to chase and find the celebrity.
How about you do it? I'm not the creepy stalker. I'm not going to jail.
Well, okay, fine. I'll go creep okay. on a celebrity.
If we Uno reverse that, then I could be down for it.
I just see us chasing a celebrity. I don't know who it is, but celebrity will come to town, and I see us chasing. I was kind of taking it off of the Wienermobile.
Yeah, which I went and found. Now it's your turn.
I will totally chase any celebrity. All right. Okay. We just need a celebrity to come to town.
I'm going
to
keep my eyes peeled.
And I will totally take a restraining order for it.
Sweet.
I'm down.
Oh, my God. Okay. Is that all of yours?
I hope it's Post Malone.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. I feel like I maybe dreamed a little too big.
Did you really?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Okay, so I
made mine as realistic as I could.
I think these could happen, but maybe in a different universe. We'll see. I don't know. I'm predicting them, so I'm putting them into the universe.
Okay.
I think Lady J is a huge... Iowa women's basketball fan, and she's also a huge Indiana Fever fan of Caitlin Clark, obviously. So I think either an Iowa women's basketball player or Caitlin Clark herself is going to hear that Lady J
is a big fan
and send like a thank you letter or some sort of like PR package.
I thought maybe you were going to say she's going to get him on for her show.
That would be sick too. I think somebody's going to recognize because she's so good about updating like scores and games and how they're doing in the season that somebody's going to let them know.
I like that.
And then for the morning scramble, I think we're going to post a video of them on TikTok, which we do all the time. And like 99% of the time, somebody in the comments is talking about how Eric sounds exactly like Steve Carell. I think Steve Carell is going to catch wind of his voice doppelganger and comment on a TikTok video of Z-Man 2.9.
No, that's good.
So I don't know if we got to start tagging him or what, but I could see that happening.
Okay.
Because it's all the time, every single video, people are like, he sounds just like Steve Carell. So I think he's gonna become aware of Eric's presence. I think that me personally, I think this could happen. I'm going to get to drive some other large machinery that I absolutely don't belong on.
I almost said something that you would get to drive a monster truck or a NASCAR race car. I almost put that down, but then I thought our CEO is too, she doesn't like that kind of stuff. So I thought maybe...
Maybe not. I don't
She's
know.
She's too safe.
Maybe know? I need to start putting it out there because, you know, I got to mow at the Colonel's Stadium last
year. She might
let
you sit in the car, but I don't think she'll let you drive it. I just don't think.
I asked last year. Well, I didn't really ask. I just said it was something I thought I'd be good at.
I don't
at.
Think our insurance covers it.
Probably not. But I do see myself being on another large piece of machinery.
I do, too.
But I don't know how to operate.
I know. I do, too. I almost wrote that down.
And then for you, I know you're going to a Post Malone concert.
I almost said something about Post Malone, too.
I think you're going to get to meet his dad in person.
I almost said that!
Because you had him on the show almost 2 years ago at this point.
Uh-huh.
You follow him on Twitter. If he happens to be at the same show as you, I could see you getting to, like, shake his hand.
I actually almost wrote that. I almost wrote that I would get to see him. Because I am going to DM him when it gets closer to the show and say I have... like a friendship bracelet for him or something.
That's what I see for 2025.
Oh my God, I hope that one comes true. I hope the monster truck comes true for you.
What if I don't choose a monster truck?
Well, what do you want?
A Zamboni, I don't know.
Okay, that's sick.
I know.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win.
Nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Now we may start. It was only because I was not ready. I was like, we gotta have that guy stall.
First day, first show of the year.
I'm already messing up.
We're starting at the bottom. Only room to grow.
You would hope.
We shall see.
Maybe that's why the tonight's trivia question is about looking for a new job.
Was that your sign?
I think it was.
Oh, man.
Question tonight. 32% of people believe they got their job because of this. Because I think people are going to be looking for a new job in 2025.
Yeah,
I mean, it's always your New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Is to like, change I want to change it up. I want to get a new job. So that's kind of why I did that for a trivia question.
Okay.
Well, I'm not looking... I was too eager to answer.
Okay.
I was like suspicious.
Nobody said anything.
I was oddly suspicious.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Taylor's going to steal my LinkedIn to double check.
You can also text me if you want to be my new co-host. I don't trust that one.
Nothing's happening over here. I swear.
Okay, get on with it.
32% of people believe I can't do this. 32% of people believe they got their job because of this. It wasn't my brains, I'll tell you that.
Pressing the wrong buttons. That's probably not the answer. You can text in your guests at 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Your goal for 2025 is to get a new job.
Is it?
Not mine. Is it yours?
No, you keep saying it.
I'm not. I'm just saying. It could be people. Why are you looking
It's
at
very
me
popular.
Like that?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. People want to reevaluate. They want to make more money. Uh-huh. They want to do something that they enjoy more.
Less hours, less stress.
Pop off.
Less commute.
Get out there. Get that new job. You can do it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Tonight's trivia question. That I figured that might be some people's like a New Year's resolution, so that inspired tonight's trivia question. 32% of people believe they got their job because of this. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1101 said, because nobody else would do it. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I might have been the only one that applied, but I still got it.
At least somebody applied.
You know, that counts for something.
Uh-huh. 8469 said, because they knew someone already working there. I think that's the only reason I got hired at Fairway.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You're a Nepo baby?
100%. My older sister worked at Fairway, and they loved her there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I applied there, I mean, the boss was just barely asking me questions. I think he was just like,
you well, really were a Nepo baby.
Yeah, I was. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
100%. Jill said they got the job because of their cool Zoom background they used for their interview. I love that. What kind of background are we talking?
Yeah, what do I need to know, Jill? Like, I mean, I'm not looking. I make it tropical. Sound like I'm looking.
I'm just saying. Also, let me know if you want to co-host. Looking for a job? My co-host is at the door.
I am not. But every time I open my mouth, it sounds like I am.
Mm-hmm, sure.
32% of people believe they got their job because of this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. The answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm really done opening my mouth. That's for sure.
Yeah, you should.
I should make that my New Year's resolution.
Shut up.
32% of people believe they got their job because of this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
32% of people believe they got their job because they were wearing their lucky undies.
Really?
I know Taylor wasn't when she was applying first year.
What do you think I was wearing?
I meant because you missed your interview. That's what I
were
meant.
You looking at my undies?
No, I meant it because you missed your interview. I wasn't looking at your undies. You make me sound weird. Way to make it weird.
I think you did that yourself.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.